Raised Rowdy.
All right, welcome to the Raised Rowdy podcast. I'm Nikki T.
My name is Kurt Ozon.
And we have our special guest, Miss Taylor Austin Dye.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being here, boys.
Glad to be here.
Yes, as we were talking about right before this, last time you were on our podcast, we were in an extra bedroom at the place I used to live in. And now we have a studio.
It was fun, though. It was so much fun.
Hey, that's what it's all about, you know? It's about growth. Speaking of growth, a lot has changed since we talked to you last. You've had a lot of new music release even more on the way.
Yes, sir. Dude, I can't remember exactly what. I think it was right after I released Rest in Peace when I was with y'all last. And so then I've released another album after that. And now I have another single that is out and more on the way.
More on the way.
We've been in the studio working and working and twerking.
Working and twerking. I love that. Yeah. Also, your gear is always electric, but that might be the best shirt I've ever seen you wear.
Yeah. Old Hank.
Oh, man.
Vintage.
Like, just a beaut.
1990.
God.
Outdates me.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
I mean, I'm older than that, but not that much older than that.
Same. 3 years older. Well, I'm going to open a drink here.
Oh, yeah.
Way ahead of you.
All right. Here we go.
As we said, we were ambassadoring the Blue Otter Golf Tournament yesterday, so we had a few Miller Lights.
Yes, I, in my diet macro checking app or whatever, I was tracking how many beers I had. I tried to, and I quit tracking around 12.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
You'll have that.
It's a lot of calories, but at least the sun was out. And
I was, but they were, it's like 100 calories each.
It's a Miller Lite.
Yeah, it's light.
Just go on a liquid diet for a day and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, here we are again.
We were like, we need some of the hair of the dog, but in Surfside form. God bless. All right. Well, the pride of Kentucky.
Hell yeah.
It's my place.
And Kentucky is having moments. It's one of like the areas that we think is like a breeding ground for country music, rock music.
That's what Luke said.
Yeah, it's happening, which is cool.
You know, there's a lot of people back home that are just. You can go to my hometown and see an old man in his overalls picking the banjo better than anybody you've ever heard in your entire life. So it's just like there's so many people that aren't even trying to be in the music scene that are light years better than I would ever think about being. So it's Kentucky's just. It's that culture, dude. I don't know what it is about it, but it's a lot of good people have come out of there in the last 10 years.
Absolutely.
And there's more coming.
Yeah. It's always like that, though. It just seems like areas will come in waves. Like, I feel like Alabama had a wave, and it's always Georgia. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. It seems like, I mean, of course, in country music, the South is very prevalent, but I don't know if it's like something to do with everybody singing in church. Maybe helps the area become more musical. So, like, maybe the more, I don't know.
Is there anything to that? Well, probably because there ain't shit else to do.
That's probably true.
Well, in Eastern Kentucky, anyway. Yeah. I mean, there, you know, we rode around the courthouse and sat in the dollar store parking lot. So, you know, playing music was just a hobby for a bunch of people that just picked it up. And, you know, when there's nothing else to do, it's fun to just sit and jam.
Nothing wrong with that.
And honestly, you grew up playing some bluegrass music and stuff like that, right? I remember last podcast we played Cripple Creek or something.
We played Shady Grove.
Okay. So I know we played some bluegrass music. I forget what bluegrass. It was. I was like, I did not expect you to know that. I was wildly impressed.
I actually grew up, I started playing the fiddle, and then most of my childhood I played mandolin. So mandolin's probably like my second best instrument behind guitar. I really love playing the mandolin.
Hell yeah.
I watch Kurt play mandolin sometimes, and I'm like, it's just like a little baby guitar.
It's like my little elf guitar.
I feel like maybe as like a kid, was it easier to play mandolin just because of the shit, like the size?
Well, that's why they started me on the fiddle.
Yeah.
Because that was the smallest instrument they had. And they're like, here you go. You're 5 years old. You know, take this. And then the fiddle is the same tune. And Kurt knows all this. I don't have to go into it. But fiddle's the same tune as mandolin. So when I kind of got a grasp on the fiddle, I moved to the mandolin.
Yeah.
And it kind of just came kind of natural after starting on the fiddle.
It's probably easier.
Yeah. That's country.
Yeah. You get frets, which is like a cheat code. As we said, we've had you on the pod before, and we've gotten to see stuff grow from, like, gosh, I remember seeing your guys' music and, like, when you guys were still, like, playing Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, really starting to do the thing. And now, can we talk about, like, your, like, record deal?
Sure, or, like, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So how did that all come to be, and who's it with?
So I just signed with Red Street Records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In February, and I love them so much. They're absolutely amazing. But I had the opportunity to sit down and chat with a few labels, and when it was time to meet with Jay and the rest of the label, it seemed totally at home, and I felt so, it just felt so right, you know, when you know, you know.
Yeah.
And so I've been there, and this last one, Damn Good Day, has been my first release with Red Street.
That's awesome.
And it's been going crazy. Like, it had 5,000 pre-saves, which is a crazy number for me.
Yeah.
And we're just rocking and rolling with it.
I love it. It's interesting, too, like, because you think, like, oh, we could do it by ourselves. And you can, right?
Up to a point.
Yeah, there's plenty of ways to do it by yourself. But one of the things that I've figured out since, like, being here and getting to watch, like, you know, everybody's journey is different, is, like, when you put a bunch of people all pointing in the same direction, locked arm in arm, it's powerful.
Oh, yeah. You could do it on your own, but having a team in your corner that believes in you, yep, and that knows other teams and other people and other amazing artists, like, it just makes it, the trajectory just goes straight up from there. So,
yeah
I'm tickled to death to be over there.
No, it's great.
Good people.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Who else do they have on their roster?
Chris Lane's over there.
Yeah.
Saw him yesterday.
Neon Union. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yep. So, bunch
of good guys. We tried to get him to shotgun a beer with us. He did not.
Not in the mood.
Yeah. They were trying to actually win. Yeah.
You can't ask me that.
Yeah.
Oh, we would have had a blast with Tad out there yesterday.
We've had plenty of blasts with Tad.
No doubt.
I mean, QSR's Fest being one of that I think back to. Just very, very fun times with your husband over there as well. And
that is code for something, by the way. Yeah.
No, it's just one of the things I talk about with you is, like, your social media presence is very vibrant and people can see that, but it's not fake. That's you.
100% right? True.
Like, you're just showing you on social media. You know what I mean?
Well, I told them, you know, when I signed at the label, like, listen, what you see is, like, what you're going to get. And I don't know if you know what you're getting into or not, but they were all in. Everybody was like, hell yeah, let's boots on the ground. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And so that made me even more, you know, want to be there, mm-hmm, to know that they liked me for me and wasn't going to try to change who I am, which it would be impossible anyway. But
yeah.
Well, that's what, like, sometimes I talk about, like, people, like, labels trying to sand down the edges sometimes. And I'm like, that grit on the edge of that is usually what makes it work.
That exactly. You that's, know? I mean, well, I could go down the rabbit hole with that. But yeah.
Let's go.
I mean,
let's go. I got nothing to do.
No, it's just one of those things where so many people in this thing just feel like they can't be themselves or feel, mm-hmm, like they have to be, like, something a little different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the whole time I've met you, you've been you, right?
I mean, did I not drink a green tea shot out of your crock one time?
Yeah. I mean,
I was going to bring up the story. It's like, I showed up to record on your EP or something. It was like 10 a.m. and I'm setting my pedal steel guitar up and you're just pulling out a case of Busch Light and, like, some Jim Beam. I'm like, okay.
Here we go.
I was just trying to get the vibes right. Yeah. You know?
No, and I think that's, like, such a cool part of it is, you know, we got to see your journey and everything kind of happen. And yeah. The vibes the whole time have been absolutely immaculate. You know?
Thank you.
Of course.
And Kurt's played on how many of my songs? 3, 4?
Something like that.
So, yeah. It's been Water Me Down, Like You Do, Lucky Man, Good Time Girl, maybe? I don't know. He doesn't even remember.
I don't remember at all.
Shame on
all
you,
those
Kurt.
All those Busch lights.
And that Jim Beam.
Yeah.
And I remember playing my first single that I ever released at a Raise Reality Round.
Yeah.
And that was in 2019.
Crazy.
Mean. The Jim Beam Makes Me Mean song.
I remember that.
We played that on the radio too.
Yeah, that was the first single that I ever released.
Yeah. And we used to play that on Raise Rowdy Radio when we were up in Pittsburgh.
I remember.
Yeah. I love that song. I mean, I love all your music.
We still play it at the shows all the time.
It's a great song. And it's like, it's the perfect, like, upbeat song for radio in my head. You know what I mean? Like, you hear that song and you're like, yeah, this sounds like
it's a little feisty, a little rowdy, right up my alley.
That's honestly, like, for me as a male consumer of country music, like, that's the country music I like from my females the most, right?
Okay, well.
Like, I like the fun, spicy, like, good time in country songs. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's my favorite thing to write. So.
Yeah.
Well, then it fills the live show.
I don't have a love song. I don't know. I do not have one love song that I've released.
I love you, Ben. You're so great. La 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 la.
I love you, Papa.
Well, speaking of up-tempo, fun, spicy songs, I think you your most recent single fits that bill for sure.
It definitely does. Yeah. Coming out of the gate, everyone was like, "I can't believe your label's going to let you release that song." I was like, "Why not? It's a banger, first of all." but the hook, if you haven't heard it, it's a bad day to be a lady and a damn good day to be a bitch. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just, that's me in a nutshell.
Totally.
I mean, and then Casey Tindall, Delaney Ramsdale, and Andrew Capra is on that one, too. Oh, so it's like the dream team. Yeah.
Totally.
It's been, that release has been so fun. Playing that live, people lose their mind. And I, obviously, I lose my mind, too, because it's fun.
The music video is very fun, also. And I wanted to tell a story just because I hadn't thought about this in 20 years or something. But when I was watching the music video, so if you haven't seen the music video, it's you know, Tad walks into an etiquette class, and there's all these girls, and they're learning how to walk with books on their head, and they're drinking tea, and then she's like, basically like, fuck all this, like, I'm gonna smoke cigarettes, and she pulls a flask out of her boot and puts it on the tee, and they all drink and smoke cigs and have fun. Anyway, that's kind of the vibe of the video.
That's the nutshell, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it reminded me, when I was a kid, my parents sent me to an etiquette class once.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Similar to the music video, but I wasn't drinking or anything because I was younger. But yeah, it's pretty funny. So like, that just like brought back this moment in my brain where I was like, I forgot I did that. It was like one Saturday I had to like get up early and go to this class.
Was that a normal thing that people?
No,
in your
absolutely
school did,
not.
Or you
no,
were just a hater?
No, no. Like I was a good kid. I think my parents just wanted me to have some more life skills.
Oh, like be cultured a little bit.
A little bit, okay. Yeah. And my dad's like, you got to learn how to dance. Like, you got to learn how to do all this stuff. And I just never really did, honestly. But seeing this music video, I was like, I think I ended up playing country music is probably where I was meant to be. Yeah. And I just didn't know it at the time. You've known it since you were five. I didn't. It took me a minute to find it. But the music video is super fun.
It was so much fun on set. The girls were so hype about it, passing around the flask and everything. And, of course, you know, Randy Schaefer, he filmed the music video and directed it. And I mean, he's directed all my videos since Damage Control, I think. So, rest in peace, Bible Belt, all that stuff. He's been right there with it. So, once again, the dream team. I love my people. So,
that's literally the best part about it is like just finding your people along what version of the route you're taking, and then you're like, "Yep, all right, come on,
I'll take you."
But that's the cool part about it. And then, honestly, too, with that, like, you get to see them get better as you get better, which is sick. You know, you take the people with you, and then your budgets get a little bigger, so you can do a little bit cooler stuff instead of like, all right, we got to get this
done.
That's
not
this
something I'm used
time.
To is having a budget for anything. No. 'Cause, you know, we scraped the Rest in Peace music video up for under $1,000.
That's how it works.
We built that coffin out of lumber from Lowe's.
Jeez.
For that music video, so we've always been balling on a budget.
You know when you go into like Lowe's or Home Depot and they're like, what can I help you find today? And you're like, well, you know, I got to get some new screws for my toilet or whatever. And then they're like, how can I help you today? Like, I'm trying to build a coffin, actually. coffin aisle 4.
That's pretty much how it went.
Yeah,
that's so crazy. But no, I mean, that DIY thing is how you do it till you are there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like, it'll make you appreciate everything even more, I'm sure, as you are.
My gosh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we went from me and Ben in a Kia Soul to now we have a van, which is great.
Let's go.
We're hoping to move up to a Sprinter at some point. So it's like, you know, you have those, but it makes you appreciate everything you've had so much more.
Mm-hmm.
As to where, you know, some people blow up and get shot off, or they've never played a live show or never traveled or anything, and you know, they immediately get in a bus or get in big arenas, and that's awesome. Wish that was me. But, you know, I think it does make you appreciate everything so much more when you've really built it like grassroots from the ground up.
I agree. It's one of those things, too, where I remember, like, talking in my, you know, when I lived in the corporate world a little more, and my boss was like, Nick, what you're doing is you're building a very wide foundation so that when you figure out the thing that you want to do, you're going to have the widest base and you're going to know all of the parts that are interacting with it. And then I just left that all and started working on it. But that's part of it.
Cheers.
You know? Cheers to that. Yeah. But it's an interesting thing. It's like, if you put in the work, then every step is meaningful,
yeah.
You know? everything you get to do when you get to the van, when you get to the Sprinter, when you get to a bus, it just means so much because you know where it started.
Oh, I was tickled to death when we got in Lieutenant Van.
Yeah.
I mean, I was.
Classic van name.
Yeah.
I was so happy. I remember being outside taking pictures with it, like posing by it. Mm-hmm. But, you know. Now it hurts my neck a lot, but that's okay. I wake up and I'm like asleep mm-hmm. like this.
Oh, that's hey, that's still better than the soul.
It is, know? And that's why I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, so. it's one of those things too, where it's like when you're on the journey and it's going day to day, day to day, day to day, you feel like you're on the grind. And you guys have played a lot of live shows, right?
Yeah.
Like that's one of the things that like you talked about that like some of these kids are missing is like. They have not played to 14 people,
yeah.
You know? So at the end of it, if they're playing to less people than what they were used to, sometimes it gets hard, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've played to zero people, so, yeah. You know, it's fine. I've played to, I forget how many people were at the biggest one we played was the Beach Life Band. How many people were there? 30,000?
30-something.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, I mean, I played to zero, I played to 30,000. And
which one do you like better?
Well, am I getting paid either way is the question. No, I mean, live shows are my favorite mm-hmm. thing. Like, it's just being on stage is so electric and so much energy, and I would do it every day if I could. I mean, we pretty much do every weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're yeah. pretty busy, yeah.
We are. We've been busy, but I want to be. Like, I can't stand being at home. Me and Ben just sit there and look at each other like, what do you want to do? You want to go to the local? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I'll be there tonight. No, I think that's a part of it, too, is, like, you fall in love with the thing. And, like, Kurt has had a year where he's home more.
Yeah.
And he's been like...
chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
I think that there's like part of me where it's like you're at home a lot, then you get bored, and then when you're on the road, the shows are great, but this is the travel that is the kicker, you know, that gets you. So there's this sort of sweet spot where it's like where you're getting to play a lot of shows and then are great shows, but you're not like too tired from traveling all the time, and you get to have some time at home to relax and rest, and that's kind of the good way to do it, I feel like.
Yeah, like recharge a little bit.
Yeah, the weekend warrior thing I think is cool, you know.
It's nice.
Yeah,
we drove 10 and a half hours up to, well, it ended up being more like 12, to Michigan this past weekend, so it was quite the haul.
It's a long haul.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw Austin Snell post, he's like, yeah, my trailer blew a tire driving home from Michigan. And then they drove the van to go to a tire shop, and their tire blew out on the way to the...
Ugh.
Our van took a shit on us in Iowa, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they quoted us $5,000 to tow it back. I said, I don't have $5,000 to tow it back. Transmission completely went out.
Oh.
So we drove it in first gear, topping out at 55 miles an hour.
Oh my God.
All the way home from Iowa.
Crazy.
There was just metal when we went to get the transmission replaced, just metal everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's not always glamorous, but, you know.
That's the road life, though. You know what I mean?
Still fun. It's a good memory.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like the stories and getting through, right? Yeah. It's perseverance.
Yeah. I mean, we could have stayed up there and tried to wait a week to get a transmission. But I was like, let's just try to go home. And we made it.
Was touring something that you've wanted to do since you were a little kid?
Mm. So I started out on the stage in front of like 1,500 people every weekend when I was 5. I would get paid. I was on this thing called the Young Country Barn Dance at Renfro Valley in Eastern Kentucky. And I loved being on stage. Not so much as like I loved the attention, but I liked the energy that was around it. Like you get so excited going up mm-hmm. there, and then everyone's excited about being at a show and just like feel like everyone's happy. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I always knew ever since I was 5 years old, I was like, I want more of that every day.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Explain what that is. Is it like a variety show, or is it just like a music show?
It's kind of like what the opera used to be.
Yeah.
So
Hee-haw or something.
Yeah, like kind of like that. And so I would go out and I would clog, play the fiddle and sing. And crazy. So that was kind of like my little thing. But then they had people come up that were comedians and tell jokes. And it was, pretty much like a Hee-haw or old Opry.
Is it still around?
Yeah, they don't do the barn dance every weekend anymore. They quit that a while back. But I've been back there probably... 5 or 6 times in the last couple of years opening for Wynonna and Jody Messina, and Sammy Kershaw, and Aaron Tiffin, and all those guys.
That's so sick.
Me and Dylan Carmichael just did a show together up there. So I still love going back there.
Did you dance?
Did you
clog?
Oh, that's my party trick, Kurt. You got to catch me late night if you want to see me clog. You know,
everyone, come to the local tonight to see some clogging.
No, we've seen you at the local a few times. We moved around over there now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we're every other Tuesday. We just moved.
Okay.
So every other Tuesday we're going to be at the local.
What time?
7 to 11.
You heard that, folks. You heard it here first. 7 to 11 every Tuesday.
Every other
Tuesday.
And it's cool too because that bar is like, it just feels like home.
Their French fries are great.
Also, yes,
their everything is great.
Yeah.
Their salmon.
Yeah.
Their
beer.
I
know you think, okay, go to a bar and order salmon, you've got to be crazy, but it's absolutely delicious.
Yeah. Jeff and the team does a really good job, and you know he's a songwriter, so they care about songwriters, which is great. You know.
I mean, yeah, that's always appreciated because sometimes, you know, you go in there and no one really knows, like, oh, we needed a sound guy? What? Yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
Oh, we posted at those bars.
Yeah.
No, it's we love it over there. It's like we say, like, it just feels like as soon as we got in there and hosted an event, it was like, yeah, this feels right. It feels like the old,
yeah,
like,
you walk in
days.
And, like, Tyler's at the bar on Elisa. Like, everybody's just friends, you know, and they've been there forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it. And good smoking section outside. You know, can have cigars off.
I know. God, let's go right now. Let's leave.
I mean, I've not eaten today yet. Yeah. So.
Actually, when we're talking about fries and all this food, and like, I've eaten very little today as well. So we should change the subject because I'm getting kind of hungry. Just have another alcohol sip here.
Well, we talked about you have some more songs in the tank too. So
yep.
I think we have like a November release is your next one as
well. Yes, my next song comes out November 11th, which is Veterans Day. Yeah. And it's a song about military women because there's not a lot of songs about service women. So I wanted to make that happen. And I wrote this song called Little Green Men, which by the title, you think, okay, is that about aliens? No. It's about the Little Green Army Men, but a girl that grows up wanting to be a part of that. And she does, and she gave her life with the Little Green Men. So it's kind of sad, but it's also a very uplifting, like, positive song for all the women in the military.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for it.
I am too.
A very unique perspective, I feel like. We were talking about that song earlier, and it's like, you know, a lot of times, like, you know, like beer drinking songs and stuff like this, like, I've heard this, but it's a different way. It's like, I don't think I've ever heard a song quite from this angle.
I always try to get in there at a weird angle. You know, I've got the songs about the ladies of the night and killing wife beating men, you know, which is, you know. So I always try to get in it from a different angle, and this one just felt really special to me. And when we were going through the batch of songs that I had written over the last 6 months, that one kind of stood out and kind of raised its hand, and I thought it would be really cool to release that on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
And so we're making it happen.
I love that.
Yeah.
Tell us about, if someone's not been to a Taylor Austin Dasha, I mean, we know what they're like, but tell the people about, like, the experience that you guys try to craft with the full band show.
Our shows are, like, high energy. There might be two slow songs in the whole set. Mm-hmm. We are balls to the wall from when we walk on until the encore, like and I always try to pull up some ride or dies, which if you don't know, that's what we call my fan base because my last name's Die, ride or die, get it? Okay. So I always try to pull out some ride or dies to get on stage and sing with me.
What?
And I have this thing called a flabongo. I'm sure you're familiar. And so sometimes if it's like a bar, like an older crowd, no kids, of course, I'll pull somebody up and flabongo with them. And if you don't know what that is, it's like a pink flamingo that's in your yard. But you pour beer in its belly and drink out of its beak. So I always do that. And then I always do free meet and greets after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Try to stay until I've talked to everybody and sell merch and all that good stuff. It's fun. I mean, I look forward to it.
I have a question. How does one join the Ride or Dies to get the opportunity to chug a beer with you on stage?
You just got to show up.
Yeah.
Is there like an online fan club too?
Yeah,
or?
There is. It's just on my website. It's TaylorAlstonDie.com. And then there's a tab that says Ride or Dies. And you can just put in your email. And then we send like discounts and like pre-sale stuff for merch and, you know, pre-saves early, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So that is technically how you do it, but if you really just want to show up, I'll consider you a ride or die as well.
I need I flamongoed with Taylor Austin Die t-shirt.
That's good.
Yeah.
That would be
write
a great
down.
Shirt.
Yeah.
Hey, I need a third of that, though. Brooklyn's like, yeah, got it.
No, it's an experience every time we get to see you play. And honestly, whether it's like a writer's round or the full band, we don't get to see as much of the full band being in town because you're on the road a lot. But it's the energy that you bring to stage and, you know, your band as well when you play with a band is something where I don't think anyone could leave one of your shows not smiling, you know?
I hope so.
Yeah.
And I tell the band boys, I'm like, don't worry about upstaging me. I was like, cut loose. Do a cartwheel if you want to. I don't care. Like, we just like to have fun. And I think if you're having fun on stage, people can see that.
Yeah.
And everyone has more fun.
I love when artists are like that. You know, it takes a lot of confidence, I think, which is great. And maybe also humility, which I think is a great thing to have.
Well, I mean, my guys are super talented. Like, I would be remiss to not let them tear it up, you know?
Yeah.
I tell them, let it eat, boys. Let
yeah.
it eat.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I love it. That's like, you know, every band's different, but like, you know, if you think about bands, like, there's characters in the band, like Terry Lee Palmer in Party's band, you know what I mean? Like, you see him and you're like, that's Terry. You know?
He just looks like the song Freebird personified. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great way to describe it. I love Terry Lee. I gotta meet up with him soon. It's been too long since I've hung out with him. I probably would drink too many beers if I did.
Totally.
Yeah.
These are delicious, by the way.
Oh, God, they're good.
Surfside.
Yeah. Should we shout the band guys out since I'm a band guy and I think band guys are underappreciated?
We know one. He's right here.
Hi.
Off camera.
Off camera, Ben.
Ben is the ultimate band guy since the days of the Kia Soul. Yeah.
Ben and me started playing music together in 2020. We got married in 2022. And our anniversary is coming up, October 8th.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks. So we'll be 3 years married. But yeah, he's been playing drums with me for 5 years now. And then we just had some new guys come on, Colin Hannes.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Chicago. And then Wyatt Thomas, and he's from North Carolina. So awesome. They're loving the road. And then, of course, we have Kaylee. I can't forget Kaylee. Got to shout her out. She's my photographer slash merch girl slash little Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
She just comes and takes care of us. She gets me ramen late night if I need her to from the hotel lobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Been there.
That's a good one right there.
When you're, like, too high to talk to the person at the front desk and you send someone else to go down there.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
I've been at my apartment, and I'm like, I think I'm too high to get Uber Eats tonight, you know?
Oh, that's bad. That's when you know it's bad.
Then when you wake up, you like, open your hotel door the next day, and there's just, like, a pizza on the ground that got delivered that you forgot you ordered.
Or Taco Bell outside the door.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
Man, that's such a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm in an apartment building, and so I'll see, like, in the morning, I'm like, well, someone was really messed up. Yeah. Didn't even come get their food. They had to leave it outside the front door.
I've been there. I can't even say anything.
Oh, it happens.
Same.
Raccoon or something gets into it, you know?
Somebody's eating good tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's it. The neighborhood's eating good, you know? But what part of the area are you guys in now?
We're actually right here in Old Hickory.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, so we live near the lake.
Real close.
Choppers is right outside our front door.
What's your address?
For the people? Worry about it, Kurt.
For the real ride or die.
You'll never find us.
No, I love that. I love this area, honestly.
So much fun.
Yeah, I lived out here, of course, in Hermitage, as you know, when you were in our other bedroom where we did the podcast before. And then I just moved into the city just so it's a little bit closer to get everywhere.
We lived downtown for a year.
Yeah, it's nice. It's
we
a
got
lot.
Asked to leave.
Hey, oops. It happens sometimes.
I tried to find the downstairs neighbor.
Oh, no. That's wild.
Tried to?
Well, they wouldn't come out.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
that's a real Taylor
that was
Austin.
Like my that was like my third offense. So,
ooh.
Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah.
Hey, it happens.
Well, you need to be out more in the country anyway.
Oh, we wanted to move anyway. Our lease was up in like 6 weeks, and they said you have 4 weeks. And I was like, okay, fine. So, we bought a house.
There you go.
House. Cheers to that.
Yay. Hey, I'll cheers to that. No HOA fees.
No, we do have an HOA actually.
There it is.
Well, good.
I love it though. They clean your like clean the outside of your house. They do. Oh, yeah. They mow your yard. Like,
I'm surprised you haven't had any run-ins with them yet.
Oh, they're pretty nice. All our neighbors are pretty chill.
Cool.
We always good. My neighbor brings my mail like my packages to his house. Mm-hmm. And so in return, we give him a bottle of bourbon every time we get back from the road. Because
what
he,
kind?
Just whatever we find mm-hmm. on the road. A lot of Eagle Rare, Willet.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. I mean, Eagle Rare is great, too.
Angel's Envy.
Oh, yeah.
I went through, like, a bourbon, like, snobby phase where I would, like, you know.
I remember that phase.
Yeah, and, yeah. And then it just got to be a little much. You know, I was like, let's taste this again. And then I'm like, now we're just really aggressively drinking liquor right now.
Yeah. I tried to be a whiskey guy, you know, like, classing myself up a little.
Cigar and whiskey. Yeah.
Yeah. I just, no, I can't do it. My thing with like a beer or a Surfside is I know how many of those I can have and still be functional or and be around other humans without saying shit I shouldn't be saying.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah, you did great yesterday.
Oh yeah, my tolerance is at like a 3-year high right now, honestly. But
yeah.
but with the whiskey and the pours and the different
it's
variances,
a toss-up.
Yeah.
And like when it tastes really good,
that day,
yeah.
Like, yeah. No, I get you.
I can't keep it between the navigational beacons as well.
Yeah.
You know? The beers and, like, you know, these canned cocktails and stuff. I'm like, all right.
Nah, we're good.
We have a one-shot, one-beer rule before we go on stage.
Yeah, you gotta.
I think that's a good
base layer.
Then
you can flumbong your way through the rest of the show.
Exactly. I do that toward the end, so it all works out great.
Yeah.
We used to do this thing where I would play, this is way back in the day with Luke. We'd play that song, Share If You Want To. Do you know it? It's like a super deep cut.
We could share if
you
want
to. Yeah.
Good song.
No,
anyway, it's got I would play Dobro solo on it, and I would do it with this handle of Jack Daniels. And like not like a bottle, but like a handle. And after that part of the set, the playing quality sort of dipped, you know, because we'd all be pulling from it or whatever. So we kind of cut that out. Like,
smart.
Yeah. And then I listened to the board tape, and I'm like, doesn't really sound, it looks cool on stage, but doesn't sound as good. Mm-hmm. So
did you ever drop it?
No.
Oh, no. Impressive.
No, I don't think so. But I've definitely gotten real drunk afterwards because I'm like.
You put that on the rider so you can use it to play the Dobro?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we did. It was on a rider anyway. So someone would just bring it on stage and I would play with it. But nah.
Those are the old days before you were in stadiums.
Yeah. Yeah, true. These were the club show days.
Yeah. I mean, nothing wrong with those days. They're probably slightly drunker, though. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Now we don't have like a rule, but everyone just knows what to do. You know, it's like we don't need a rule, but it's like kind of unspoken, I guess.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I'm like, well, all these people they're paying for parking and babysitters and the beers are $20. I'm like, I got to sound fucking great if they're spending all this money to come out to do that. You know, I'm not going to fuck around.
Stadium beers are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that? Because why?
Oh, God.
They just have you there.
Yeah.
And like, they just get you.
I was at a show recently. Kaylee was opening for Stephen Wilson Jr. And we're in North Carolina. And it was just like a club show. And I went and got a beer. And he was like $4.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, I'm used to like, you know, stadium beer. I'm like, cool, let me get 5. Like, let's go. You know, like, and I was like, oh, man, this is crazy.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I'm like, that's basically free. Let's like have a free beer. I'm like, what is it, $4? What even is that?
I know, it's crazy because like back in Pennsylvania, especially like where I grew up, it was like $2.50 beers. And then it was like they raised it to $2.75 and people went crazy.
There are still $3 beers around here, but I will not tell
where it is.
The masses where.
Yeah.
I'm gatekeeping that. Sorry.
When I was visiting Nashville in 2012, when I was thinking about moving here, or maybe 2011, you know, Boston's an expensive city, and as any major city would be. And then I remember coming to visit, and I went with some friends at Red Door, and beers were $2 or $2.50 or something.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And I
was
like,
Ronnie there?
Yes, I was like, I'm definitely moving to Nashville now. And you can still smoke inside. My mom the next day was like, you smell terrible. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember like going back after, because I moved away like, you know, for college. And then coming back and being like, wait, the IPAs are $2.75 here? I'm like, this is sick. hometown beers are always a little bit
undefeated,
cheaper.
Bro.
Yeah, they're the best.
Hometown beers, for sure.
I'm going, now that I'm not hosting Sundays anymore, so we're not doing Sunday writers rounds. So now I can actually like be away for a whole weekend. and kind of like go see my family more. I know.
No, come see us. Don't go see that your family. Too,
but yeah. I need to see mom and dad. They're getting old, you know? But so I'm getting to go home for like the first time for like a week since I moved here.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've never been there for more than 4 days because we always hosted events.
Well, actually, I don't know if I've been home more than a week since I moved here.
Yeah. So I'm going home. I was planning on going for 4 days like usual, but then we're doing like an event in Pittsburgh that I'm like helping with. Yeah. So it's like Lakeview's from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So we're doing like a Lakeview pre-party.
Those guys
with
are
them.
Great.
Yeah. They're killer. Talk about great live shows. They're a great live show too.
Yeah.
So we're doing like a Raise Rowdy presents the pre-party kind of thing.
Okay. That'll be fun.
Yeah. So I can write it all off. It's going to be great.
Yeah. That's free.
But I'm going up there for like a whole week. I'm actually going to be there 9 days. And my mom's like, wow. And I was like, see, now that I don't have every Sunday I host an event, you know, I can actually see the fam.
That's good. I see my mom all the time.
Yeah. It's not too far. How far
it's
are you
4 hours.
From home? Yeah.
But we actually went to Denmark together. She came
that's so
out
great.
In Ireland. So she always tries to come when she can. And then country cruising, which we're about to go on. She's coming on that too. So she's like number one fan.
Hey, that's what it's
about
supposed to be.
Yeah. Tell us about the overseas stuff. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, we went out and did, it's called Nashville Nights in Denmark,
yeah.
And it's in Odense, or Onse, I don't know how you say it over there. Yeah, whatever that is. But you know Blue Foley, he hosts that out there, and so we went out and did 4 shows out there in Denmark, but we went a little bit early and went to Ireland to kind of pub crawl and have a little vacation.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was Ben's first time overseas and my first time in Ireland, so.
Isn't it great?
Man. I mean, I'd go back right now if you wanted to.
Same. I love it.
Yeah, everyone was super nice, and the people in Denmark love country music.
Yeah.
So cool.
I had no idea, but I had fans over there. I was like, what do you mean? You know my songs? It was a weird feeling.
And was it like a writer's round kind of a hang? Or like
what some of them like? Were writer's rounds, and then a few of them were full band shows.
So cool. So
they actually had a band over there. I sent them my songs. They learned them up, and then Ben hopped in and played the songwriter stuff with me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That's so cool.
Really fun.
Was that like your first time overseas for music?
Yeah.
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 It's cool.
Yeah. I've traveled a lot, but never had the opportunity to go over there to play shows. So it was really cool to at least know that there are people over there that like it. And then that's a possibility, you know, for the future.
Mm-hmm. That's super cool. I know some other people that went with Blue and have done that in the past and just like
Emma?
Cool experience. Cassidy Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Cassidy went with them one time.
Yeah.
It's just a cool experience, like, getting to do that. I've never been overseas other than Mexico and Canada, but that's not overseas. It's just over the border, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I did. I went on a cruise for the first time recently.
What'd you think about that?
Well, I mean, the cruise I was on was called the Super Legends Cruise, and we were doing promo for a Cali Country Cruise next year.
What cruise line is it?
We were on Royal Caribbean.
Oh, that's right.
So it was pretty nice. And then I guess the Cali Country Cruise is going to be on Carnival.
Okay, that's a party boat.
Yep, and that's what they said. And we were going to, because I'd never been on a cruise, so I was kind of getting the lay of the land. And the Cali Country Cruise is like, this is their first year doing it. So they were like kind of like looking for ideas on programming and stuff. So I'm like, am I a resource for this stuff now? That's crazy. But all the ideas I pitched them on, they loved. You want
to
hear one of the ideas?
I
think it's great. They're on that cruise ship that they're having the cruise on. There's Guy Fieri Burger Restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to do a onboard Guy Fieri bar crawl to all the bars. And then we're going to do one in Nashville as like promo for it, too.
That's going
to
be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, just everybody gets a Guy Fieri wig and just sunglasses. Well, and
let
just
me know
around.
The date.
All right.
I would love to see you wear that wig. That'd be so
funny. Me too. But that's what we talk to people when we're like talking about Raise Rowdy. I'm like, yeah, we're like the not afraid to let our hair down brand, you know?
Like, yeah, totally.
Like, we get along so well.
Yeah. We're like, we take ourselves very seriously at certain times, but other times we're like, all right, come on. Let's go.
This is my first cruise actually going to play music.
It's
I've
so cool.
been on cruises, but actually being on the lineup, it's like Trace Adkins, Low Cash.
Sick.
A bunch of my friends are going to be on there. So I think it's going to be, it's 5 days.
Where's it going out of?
It goes out of. That's a good point. Fort Lauderdale, I think.
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Cool. Fort Lickerdale.
Yeah. Then down to the Bahamas.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be Should be great.
When is that?
It's October 20. October 25th through November 1st, I think. It's coming up very soon, so that's I so should cool. know that.
It was an interesting concept. I'd never been on a cruise. Like, my sister had been on them pretty extensively. Like, she goes almost every year. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's just like a crazy thing. And those music cruises are like, there's stuff going on all day. It's crazy.
Wait.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. The one I was on was like more like 75-year-old people. You know what I mean? But that was like an interesting layer.
Hey, that's fun, though.
It was.
They like to party.
Yeah,
and they
love
to karaoke, too.
Oh, yeah. It was interesting. Like, by the headliner, half the crowd was asleep, I think. You know, they were just like in bed. And then they had like after parties and stuff, but it was very fun. And the Cali Country Cruise, I think, will be cool. We're pitching them on like some ideas of like what we think would be cool to do on it. And it's kind of neat, like getting to be a resource for that.
Yeah, you know? I'm just thinking like you should do like a belly flop contest.
God, that sounds great. Honestly, we were like karaoke night with Ray's Rowdy.
Of course.
Like kind of like how Trey did, because Trey's gonna be on that cruise.
Oh, is he really?
So how he did like almost like the strip club style DJing of the. And Key West.
The what?
Yeah.
He did that story. Ladies and gentlemen, we did an event with Trey and Key West during Songwriters Festival. You weren't there that year. But he emceed it like he was like a strip club DJ, you know?
Oh, gotcha.
Like bringing people to the stage. It was hilarious. I was like, we could try to replicate that. And if Trey won't do it, I was like, we can do it. You know?
Trey would do it.
Oh, he definitely would. Yeah, as long as it's not too late, he'll do it, yeah. You know? But it's just like interesting getting to see all of that stuff on the cruise. It's like the entertainment and what they have set up. And it's such a production, more than you'd even think. The amount of staff that they have on a cruise is wild.
And the amount of food they have to have is crazy to me, too.
Yeah.
Totally. They're,
they got that like buffet every day that the one we were on, at least. Like, you're just like, whoa. Like, the amount of stuff that's on there.
I'd be hitting that cruise buffet up
hard.
Yeah, you got to give it, you know? And then the drink package, I mean, they're losing money on me on that, you know? But it's fun. Have you been on cruises before, though? Just not, like,
playing? Yeah, I've been on a bunch of cruises, just never played on one, so I'm pumped.
That's so exciting.
We only have to play 2 shows in the 5 days, which is crazy. I was like, I would have played more, but okay.
You're like, that sounds good. The one we were on was, like, real short, so the people played often, but, like, they'd play for, like, a half hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of like a big long set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So it's just interesting. Like, again, like thinking now we do events and stuff. It's like thinking about how that event runs. And with doing short sets like that, you need everybody queued, lined up, ready.
On time.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Early, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're like, and then the band, they had like a house band that knew everybody's songs for like half the acts. A few of the acts had their own band, but that's a lot of songs, you know? They called them the Unit, I think.
That's awesome.
And they were great. The house band was amazing. And it's just such an interesting production. You know, stuff I never thought about even before. They were like, you guys want to go on this cruise? And we're like, I don't know. I've never been on a cruise before. fun country music stuff, though.
Hell yeah. You got some shows coming up? Anything you want to shout out?
Man, we are... Excuse me. We are kind of... booked out through the end of the year, you know, it kind of chills out in December, but we've got shows all the way through the end of November. We're going to be in Texas, which I've not played in Texas that much. I've been there a few times, but then we've been out on tour with Brian Martin for most of this year, and some of the shows with him we've got left. I think we're going to be in, oh gosh, I don't want to mess it up. Go to my website, TaylorAlsonDye.com.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, honestly.
Gotcha.
So,
hey, when you're on the road as much as you guys are, that totally makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fun stuff, new releases, and then next year, more releases.
Yeah.
Already in
new
the can.
New song coming in January, we saw.
Hell yeah.
Yep, we got the early listen a little.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of my favorite things about getting to do this, is getting to hear, like, what people have in the tank, or even sometimes, like, demos and stuff before it's all done. It's such an interesting part of it.
We're always, but I'm still writing, you know, a couple times a week, just trying to beat out the old stuff. You know, I'm always trying to beat out, you know, I'm not married to anything that we actually have. You know, if I write a better one, we'll kick this one to the curb. So I think I just want to really put out stuff that I'm proud of and I believe in. And I think that always resonates with people the most anyway.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for being on the pod with us again, sis.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming out here. Not too far this time, but
oh, man.
We
Hopping
appreciate
a skip.
It. Yeah. Well, guys, thank you for listening. Make sure you follow Taylor. And as she said, hit the website for all of the dates that she has available.
Taylor Austin Dye everywhere.
Yeah.
You can't flamongo. That's right. Yeah. Unless you go to the website.
And if you come to enough shows, she'll probably flamongo with you.
I mean, just come to one.
Yeah.
Have a sign that says, I want to flamongo with you, and you're guaranteed to get on stage.
I love it.
We're flamonging a Surfside next time you're on the podcast, yeah. For sure.
Oh. I got to make it. Twist I'll just my bring arm. My own. I'll yeah. bring BYO flabonga to the next Taylor Austin Dye show. Yeah. To.
That's a great idea.
I love it. Well, thanks again, like I said, sis, for being here. It's
love
always
y'all.
A treat to get to hang with you guys.
Thank you.
And always a treat to get to see you perform, so I can't wait to see it next time.
All right. Thanks, boys.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Cheers. This is the Rage Rowdy Podcast.